We start recording. Thank you. All right, welcome to the November 15th meeting of Laws and Rules and Government Services Committee. I will begin by asking the clerk to take attendance.
Chairwoman Bartels.
Here.
Deputy Chair Roberts.
I am here.
Legislator Caveras.
Present.
Legislator Heppner.
Here.
Chairman Donaldson.
Here.
And Legislator Ronk. You have 5 members present and 1 absent.
Okay, thank you. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes from October 18th, the regular meeting minutes and the transcript.
I'll move it.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
That was Legislator Roberts and Legislator Guevaras. Are there any comments on the minutes? Any questions, any concerns? Hearing none, all in favor of approval of the meeting minutes and transcript?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Welcome, Commissioner Wilson.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you, yes. Okay, I am going to hand it over to you for your department budget presentation.
Great, thank you. And thank you all for having me. And I'm sorry, I'm at my son's game, so I'm multitasking here. I just want to say, once again, thank you all for inviting me to this. Going over my budget for 2022, it's somewhat of, you know, what we wanted as far as the Human Rights Department, but a lot of it is, we need a lot more in some ways, right? So I want to kind of take this time to explain what I mean by that. In my department right now, it's just myself and a part-time person. I did put in for another individual because I was trying to really to explain the fact that the Human Rights Department now is not a part-time department no more. It's a total full-time department. And the cases, you know, when we look at the numbers of the cases, and like you may see, like, you know, we had 21 cases, but that's the number of cases that we have. But the details of what each case, you know, the process of what each case takes is a real process. It's not just like a case coming in with a piece of paper and then you're reading it. You know, there's assessments, there's consultation, there's helping individuals. A lot of individuals don't understand the application, so there's that part of helping the individuals with the applications. And there's also that part where you have to reach out to each party. You know, each party has to be contacted. There's trips that has to happen. So there's a lot into one case. As you all know, I think even Legislator Walker, you know, with the helpline, when I first put in for another individual in this department, we had created this. I had asked for this way before the helpline happened. So the individual that, you know, that we're talking about right now, that's coming in, wasn't exactly designed to be the helpline person, because when the acts happened, the helpline wasn't, you know, even at the table yet. So I'm hoping, you know, to, as we grow this department, that we, you know, we look at it as a department that needs personnel. And one of the biggest things coming into the office is that, you know, the Human Rights Department, the Human Rights Department needs to be, you know, not just Kingston only, not just Newport, not just Saugerties. Those towns have like automatic connection to us because they're close. But the Platicales, the Shokans, and all, they don't really have that access to us. So this is where the helpline happens and helps. But also when they do get to us, the personnel to help service our constituents is greatly needed, you know, because the process is, you know, it could be long. There's a lot of counseling that happens. We utilize the circle training in a lot of these cases. So personnel is greatly needed. And I hope that, you know, in the future that, you know, that grows and that happens, because it will basically help what's going on. So, you know, that's just something I just wanted to get out there and put it in the atmosphere to really pay attention to in the future, just so that we can be a better service to how we handle the cases and also being in a timely manner. So I think that'll be important, you know, just to throw out there down the line. We have also in the budget, you may see that there is a professional service of advertising. One of the things I thought about was that, you know, wrapping the buses, you know, putting numbers on there. So people, you know, and that helps us get to extending the numbers of the contact or have people have access to us. I think we did a really good job, like really locally, even getting out as far as Ellaville and all that other stuff. But I think that's kind of the most that we kind of reached was Ellaville. So I'm thinking with the wraps, you know, wrapping the UCAP buses with informations and numbers on there, that will help, you know, get it out there. A lot of people, when I first came here, really didn't know that we had a human rights. And I was kind of surprised about that. But we out there, and they notice now. So that's good. I'm happy about that. Like we can really, you know, get out there and do, you know, what we signed on to do. So I'm happy about that. We have like conferences and money in the conference. And the reason why, you know, I was asking about that is because we want to do it. Right now, I'm a part of a Human Rights Commission team, which we have done already six webinars on different issues. We got one actually this Wednesday on disability. This will be our sixth one, this one coming up. And that's in partnership and in collaboration with it's Ulster, Dutchess, and Amherst County. We have got together since I got in office. I reached out to them and we formed this alliance. And so now we're doing these webinars and on human rights issues and stuff locally. And I love to be able to partner with other human rights commissions. I think it shows, you know, partnership and togetherness. So I've been excited about that as well. Also, we have, and a lot of people ask me about the non-contractual expenses. That's pretty much for the hearing officer. You know, when cases have to go, you know, to the hearing officer and we have to get to that point. I haven't utilized that since I've been in office because we didn't have a case yet worthy enough to go there. But it's always good. You just never know at this point when you're going to need that. So, you know, that's just good to have in the pocket just in case you have to do that. And we're still trying to clarify that process as well. And really what that looks like. I'm sorry, I went over. Did I go over?
No, you didn't go over. That was just that was someone entering the room. You can continue.
All right. So that's about, you know, that's about the hearing officer and we haven't utilized that yet, but that's, you know, that's just good to have. What else we have there? You know, traveling is self-explanatory. We got to go to different places and stuff like that. So basically, I mean, unless you all have any other questions for me, that's kind of like in a nutshell of you know, this budget and what we look at, what we're utilizing. This other person that's coming on next year, you know, we're just, you know, looking to put this person on the team. I spoke that this person is supposed to be part-time. I'm suggesting that this person be a full-time person because with the helpline, a part-time person really wouldn't help the situation with the helpline. When we wanted this person was supposed to come on and be with me. Like if I have two cases and I have to be in Walk Hill Ellenville and we may have a case in Saugerties, this person is supposed to be with me to be able to take care of the Saugerties while I go out to Ellenville and vice versa. This is what I asked for this person to be, because I was getting swamped with a lot of gotta go there. And I'm high on time. So I think it's important, you know, that we have this person. So I am requesting that this person be changed from a part-time to a full-time, which will help better for the helpline situation, where I can have we can kind of do the helpline and still be able to get out to the cases that comes before us. So that's all I really have. And if there's any questions for me.
Okay, let me open the floor to members. Does anyone have any questions for the commissioner? Okay, I don't see any questions. I'm just gonna ask for clarification. You just mentioned that you're gonna be asking for a full-time, for the person to be a part-time. The part-time position that's in the budget, is that the part-time position that's dedicated to the hotline?
Yeah, that's what I just, that's what I was just getting, what I was hearing in the talks with Anna and everybody, but I was explaining to them when they mentioned that to me, I said, we have to go back to that, because when the helpline came on, that kind of defeats the purpose of having a part-time person at that point. You know, I was going to manage dealing with a part-time person at least to help, you know, do with the help with the cases and everything else. But with the helpline, you know, the part-time person really doesn't make sense. This person, it'll make more sense for me to have a full-time person with the part-time person.
Okay. All right. So we'll try to get some clarity on that in terms of what the intention was in the budget. I see that Deputy Executive Ryder just joined us. Again, I was just asking for clarity. The part-time position that's in the budget is for the helpline. Is that correct?
So it is partially for the helpline. The idea is that the two part-time people that Tyrone will have for the 22 budget, one being someone who's already hired and an additional part-time person to cover a full-time position, will help take in tickets from the Recovery Service Center 2.0. All calls coming into the county, again, would come through that line. And when one of the service navigators gets a call related to the Human Rights Helpline, they would direct it to the Human Rights Commission, and one of these two positions that are now a full-time position would help answer those calls and follow up on tickets.
What do you mean that they're now a full-time position? There's two part-time.
Oh, so there's two part-time, but they're working offset hours.
Okay. So together they make a part-time position. Okay.
They make a full-time position. The reason we did it that way is that the current person is Spanish speaking, and the commissioner did not want to lose that current part-time person. So instead of having a full-time benefited person, we just added an additional part-time person, but he will have somebody 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have any questions? Chair Donaldson?
Why the Spanish-speaking person, why won't that person just go full-time?
They are not able to.
Okay. That answers that.
Does anyone else have any questions? Legislator Roberts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to follow up and thank the commissioner on his good work. And, you know, maybe he can get settled in with the part-time help and then maybe come back and see us in a couple of months if he still thinks he needs a full-time position, or, you know, we'll gladly take a look at it.
I appreciate that.
Anyone else have any questions? All right. Thank you, Commissioner Wilson.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Have a great evening. Enjoy your son's game.
Thanks, Ty. Have a good day.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Okay, moving on to resolutions. First resolution is resolution number 376, authorizing the termination of a lease agreement with CPR Kingston LLC Bank for space used by the Board of Elections.
A motion to postpone it.
Okay, I hear a motion to postpone.
A second.
Moved by Legislator Gavars, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Postpone? opposed? Okay, passes unanimously.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can we take the two late resolutions out of order so Mr. Quesnell doesn't have to stay with us all night?
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
So we are going to move to the late resolution number 539, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $19,921. Causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County CNS Engineers, Inc., Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Ronk, seconded by Chair Donaldson. Mr. Quesnell, you want to give us a little explanation?
Sure. Sorry about it being late. It just the reality behind the project is we have to be conservative lead times, and we're seeing it across a lot of our capital projects. Dennis can speak to a little bit of it as well, but we're just hoping to get it established rather than wait another month so we can get the order in to help us with lead times. And in fact, I was telling Jay earlier that we're trying to establish more projects next month as well, just to help us with lead times.
And for clarification, you mean materials lead times, correct?
Absolutely.
Or steel towers.
Yeah.
The reason this wasn't on time though as well was that the bid for the project was open last, I think, Wednesday.
Okay. Planner Doyle, did you add anything?
They're fine. That's a great explanation. I would say that, you know, we've heard lead times for some of the tower and shelter facilities of over 22 weeks.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Seeing none on the resolution, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Okay. Resolution number 540. Approving the execution of a contract for $668,889 entered into by the County Patriot Towers, Inc., Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Ronk, seconded. Do I have a second? Seconded by Legislator Gavaris. This is the same circumstance, correct?
Yes.
Any questions on the resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
You too.
Have you done?
Okay, moving back to our agenda order. Resolution number 395, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 7 of 2021, a local law amending the code of the County of Ulster in relation to evictions to be held on Tuesday, December 14th, 2021 at 7 p.m.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Moved by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Ronk. I'm going to, I'll defer to council if I'm overstepping my bounds, but my understanding is we don't have a response from the Ethics Board. So,
that's correct.
Okay. So I can hand this over to Deputy Chair Roberts to handle if we're going to do anything other than postpone or take no action.
I'm prepared to postpone tonight or take no action, but it's up to the rest of the committee. I'd be just as happy to defeat it, but if there's will of the committee to postpone it, I'll make that motion now.
Tracy, do you want me to take over?
Why don't you? I think I can speak to postponement as I recall, but other than postponement, no.
Can I say something or?
Yeah, I've handed it off to Deputy Chair Roberts.
Go ahead,
I don't see how, this would be a conflict of interest because somebody has an apartment house or a something of that nature. I mean, or you are going to have a family member. I mean, I just find that I'm pretty far reach. When you're thinking about that, it'd be like me not being able to vote on the budget because I have my, because I'm paid through the budget. There's just so many things. It just seems a little odd. But having said that, I mean, we can postpone this or we can look at it. I really feel that, you know, we've been putting this off and we're not really doing our due diligence and tearing this apart and putting it back together again, like we often do with these types of resolution, these types of laws. I think the concept is good here in that, you want to protect tenants a certain amount. And I think there's some positive stuff here, but there's some things here that are just way too far into a point where it really hurts somebody that owns a duplex or somebody that owns there's most of the people that rent out are small renters. It's not the large apartment buildings, and they're the ones, the large apartment buildings, they're the ones that create most of the problems. If you take a look at, what is it, Sunset Gardens, once they call it Royal, you know what it's called, Mark? The new one over there.
The new owners Royal of Sunset?
Gardens, Royal Gardens Apartments.
Okay.
Their leases, if you look at their leases, they're disgusting what they're attempting to do to tenants there. And that's where we need to be addressing things of that nature. In many cases, you're not seeing a massive amount of evictions by particularly people that own duplexes because they do not want people to leave. You know, they really do want to keep them. A good tenant means an awful lot to somebody that owns a duplex or maybe two of them because that's their retirement. So my concern is with this, if you're going to do this bill, we need to do it in a manner and in a fashion that we have with so many others. Meeting, bringing in, you can bring in a couple of landlords, particularly small landlords is what you really want to bring in. And then tenants' rights people, and then break this down and tear it apart and create a law that is fair for everyone.
Donaldson, did we lose you?
Yeah, you did for a second. My damn phone went off. I'm still there.
Yes.
So there's things in this law that is no way that I would support. But there's other things in here that I would. So my mindset is we could either turn this down, postpone it, but you people have work to do. I'm not going to be here to do it, but I really think you need to take this apart and you need to do it the way you have done so many of them. Legislator Bartels, Legislator Runk, both of you have been involved in many resolutions, similar, not this type, but similar ones that are taking on a really big issue. But you got to break it down into small parts that we have done so many times before. So I'm up for whatever you want to do with this. I'll go with it. But the way it's written, if it's a vote, I'll be voting no. I don't believe it should be brought the way it is written.
Okay, I cannot see everybody. If anybody else need to speak,
if I may,
you should tell as his hand.
Deputy Chair Roberts, may I speak?
Yes, sir. Please.
So, as the bill sponsor, it does pain me to say this, but I do think that the best option is the postponement tonight. Out of respect, while I agree with Chairman Donaldson on the question of the conflict, out of respect to my colleagues, I have not been engaging with a couple of folks that feel that the conflict would preclude them from discussing the details. you know, a couple of thoughts on that. One, you know, I think that there is still work to be done on this. We made progress last month in economic development, where we made a number of changes based on feedback that I had received. And I think that there's further changes. I think that there's consideration of the fact that we've particularly heard from a number of landlords that operate in New Paltz about the unique circumstances of the student population. You know, that's something that we can't take lightly. There are a number of details that I think that we can still drill down on here, to Chairman Donaldson's point. Kind of feelings based on the rule change in our process around changes to legislation following a public hearing are that we can bring a law to a public hearing without it being in its final form. I realize that not everyone might be comfortable with that, and it might be wise to actually have further public hearings after hearing from the public, but that's what we're reviewing tonight. Resolution 395 refers to the public hearing. I think we all realized whether we authorize a specific public hearing or not, we're going to be hearing from the public every month until we actually authorize the public hearing, because this is what folks are dealing with right now. This is what landlords that have been dealing with the moratorium are dealing with. This is what tenants that are dealing with rising prices are dealing with. And I get that. And my goal is to hear from these groups and to further work on this. However, having heard some of the thoughts on the committee, I as the sponsor would be appreciative of a postponement tonight, as much as it pains me to say that.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be happy to make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Kenny. Second. Can I get a second?
I didn't even
say anything.
Jonathan, thank you. All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Back to you, Chairwoman Bartels.
Thank you. And just to confirm, we're allowed to vote on the postponement while we're waiting for this, correct? Yes. So aye. Okay. Thank you. Chair Donaldson?
Yes, I think it we're postponing this, but each time we're postponing it, the committee has not worked on it. And I think they need to start working on this in a manner that you can put something together. So maybe by February or March, you could actually get this thing passed. I don't want to see it necessarily prolonged, but I don't want to see it rushed either. Right? Because there's a lot of things, little things in the air that are concerning to me. And I know that I've had discussions with others that it was concerning with them. And I think that's what we need to address. And I think this committee needs to address it. Maybe start addressing in the new year. I don't know, whatever you guys think is right. But the point is it's got to be done, and it's not being done. And that's what my concern is. And I know that there's been a ruling saying that some people are claiming that you can't vote on it if you own an apartment or you rent an apartment out or a house out or something of that nature. That could stretch to almost anybody. So that's a concern. So I think that once that's straightened out, let's get to work on this.
Yeah, can I just speak to that before we move off of it?
I feel a need to speak to it, despite the fact that I'm one of the people being referred to, and council can stop me if I'm overstepping. I just want to be clear that I am anxious to work on this. I have been advised not to work on this until, and the same goes for Legislator Guevara's. We have been advised by council not to work on it due to the potential of an appearance of a conflict, and out of abundance of a caution, requested a ruling from the ethics board. As soon as that ruling comes in, I'm more than happy to work on this. I'm waiting. I have my notes ready to go. I have been advised. I am not saying that is my opinion. I'm saying that I have been advised not to speak on it. And the same goes for legislation.
Right. No, I know that. I hope I didn't make you feel like I was putting you
on the spot. I just want to make sure it's on the record that I'm not claiming I have a conflict. I've been advised.
No, I know that. I realize that. And the idea that the ethics board hasn't weighed in on this is a little absurd.
well, hopefully that will be soon. Legislator, you should tell.
Yeah, thank you, Chairwoman Bartels. I think Legislative Council can testify that he's sick of me on this, because I have been really pressing our legal staff on ways, on options around specific types of amendments that we could make to make it fair to get the votes, to get people comfortable with this. And that's something I'm really excited to do. And I do very much agree with the spirit of everything you're saying, Chairman Donaldson. Once this curtain is lifted that the ethics question has left us with, I suspect we'll be off to the races. And I'm trying to do as much work behind the scenes as Legislative Council can testify to get ready for that, for those negotiations and improvements. And he's probably sick of dealing with me on this, but I can assure you I'm trying to make as best use of the downtime, if you will, as possible. So I appreciate that sentiment and I agree 100%.
Thank you. Thank you. So moving on, we are late resolution number 538, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Sheriff's Employee Association for the years 2020.
I move it.
Thank you. Okay, that's moved by Legislator Ronk, seconded by Chair Donaldson. And for the audio record, that's 2020 through 2024. It's been moved and seconded. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, seeing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, so that's the end of the resolutions. You'll see in your packet forthcoming local laws. We will be having public hearings on session night for local law number 6 of 2021, the school-based mental health law, and local law number 8 of 2021, further composting amendments. That's just flagged for everyone's awareness because they will be coming back to us. And then we had on tonight's agenda, which I will open the floor, a discussion of Ulster County ethics and disclosure law amendments. I don't know how deep we want to get into this tonight. You know, I had the expectation with a light agenda that we would really have time to dig in. I'm not sure that's going to happen, and I'll open the floor. But I will say I reread it, and there's a lot of really good work there. We spent a lot of time on this. Every member of this current committee will be here next year. And I really would like to see this, these changes made, not necessarily these exact changes, but us to complete this job. It may not happen before the end of the year, obviously, but I don't want to give up on it. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I agree. And we definitely put a lot of time and effort into that in the last term. I don't think that we should take action until the next term, because quite frankly, you know, we're up against deadlines, you know, for public hearings and action at this point. I don't even think that we have time if we wanted to, but I do think that this should happen at a special meeting whose purpose is to discuss these changes, because I personally haven't taken the time to go back and review all the changes that were made. You know, I have the recollection of the, you know, 30 meetings or so that we had the last time, but I would like the opportunity to have the focus on that rather than go through them tonight.
So that's fair. I appreciate the hyperbole, but I know it was excessive. It was many hours of discussion. So is it the committee's want to have a special meeting before the end of this term, just so, again, since we're all the five of us will be back at the least, so that we can at least get our footing on where we're at with this in heading into the next term?
I'm open to that.
Okay, so I will have Clerk Mahler either send around a doodle or check with everybody, and we will schedule a special meeting to discuss this. So if everyone can take the time in advance to look back over it, the distance provided me some, I noticed things I hadn't noticed before, certainly, and probably the same will happen for everyone. So it's probably a good idea to give it its own day. Okay, so are there any old business anyone wants to bring up? Any new business? All right, then I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'm moved.
Seconded.
All right, thank you. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.